This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Legends of the Old Plantation, Chapter 1. Uncle Remus initiates the little boy. One evening recently, the lady whom Uncle Remus calls Miss Sally missed her little 7-year-old. Making search for him through the house and through the yard, she heard the sound of voices in the old man's cabin, and looking through the window, saw the child sitting by Uncle Remus. His head rested against the old man's arm, and he was gazing with an expression of the most intense interest into the rough, weather-beaten face that beamed so kindly upon him. This is what Miss Sally heard.
"By-and-by, one day, after Brer Fox been doing all that he could fur to catch Brer Rabbit, and Brer Rabbit been doing all he could fur to keep him from it, Brer Fox say to himself dat he'd put up a game on Brer Rabbit, and he ain't more'n got the words out of his mouth till Brer Rabbit come a-lopin' up the big road, lookin' just as plump and as fat and as sassy as a moggin hoss in a barley patch. 'Hold on dar, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'I ain't got time, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he, sort of mendin' his licks. 'I wanter have some confab with you, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he.
'All right, Brer Fox, but you better holler from where you stand. I'm monstus full of fleas dis mornin',' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I seed Brer B'ar yesterday,' said Brer Fox, says he, 'and he sort o' rake me over de coals, 'cause you and me ain't make friends and live neighborly, and I told him that I'd see you.' Den Brer Rabbit scratch one ear wid off hind foot sort o' jubously, and den he ups and says, says he,
'All a settin', Brer Fox. S'posin' you drop round tomorrer and take dinner wid me. We ain't got no great doin's at our house, but I spec de old woman and de chillens can sort o' scramble round and git up somethin' for to stay your stomach.'
'I'm 'greeable, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he.
'Den I'll depend on you,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
Next day, Mr. Rabbit and Miss Rabbit got up soon for the day, and raided on a garden like Miss Sally's out dar, and got some cabbages and some roastin' ears and some sparrer grass, and they fix up a smashin' dinner. By and by, one of the little rabbits, playin' out in de backyard, come runnin' in hollerin', 'Oh, ma! Oh, ma! I seed Mr. Fox a-comin'!' And den Brer Rabbit, he took de chillens by de ears and made 'em set down, and did him and Miss Rabbit sort of dally round waitin' for Brer Fox, and to keep on waitin' for Brer Fox, and to keep on waitin', but no Brer Fox ain't come. Atter a while, Brer Rabbit goes to the door easy-like and peep out, and dar, stickin' from behind the corner, was the tippin' Brer Fox's tail. Then Brer Rabbit shot the door and sot down and put his paws behind his ears and begin fur to sing.
'The place whereabouts you spilled the grease, right there you're bound to slide. And where you find a bunch of hair, you surely find to hide.'
Next day, Brer Fox set word by Mr. Mink and excuse himself 'cause he was too sick fur to come, and he axed Brer Rabbit fur to come and take dinner wid him, and Brer Rabbit says he was 'greeable. By and by, when de shadders was at the shortest, Brer Rabbit he sort o' brush up and saunter down to Brer Fox's house, and when he got dar, he hears somebody groanin', and he look in de do', and dar he see Brer Fox sittin' up in a rockin' cheer all wrop up wid flannel, and he look mighty weak. Brer Rabbit look all round, he did, but he ain't seen no dinner. De dish pan was sittin' on de table, and close by was a carvin' knife.
"Look like you gwine have chicken for dinner, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"Oh, yes, Brer Rabbit, they are nice, and fresh, and tender," says Brer Fox, says he. Den Brer Rabbit sort of pull his mustache, and he says, "You ain't got no calamus root, is you, Brer Fox? I done got so now dat I can't eat no chicken 'ceppin' she's seasoned up wid calamus root." And wid dat, Brer Rabbit lipped out de door and dodged 'mong de bushes, and sot dar watchin' for Brer Fox. And he ain't watched long, neither, 'cause Brer Fox flung off the flannel and crope out at de house and got where he could close in on Brer Rabbit. And by, Brer Rabbit holler out, "Oh, Brer Fox, I just put your calamus root out here on de dish your stump. Better come get it while it's fresh." And wid dat, Brer Rabbit gallop off home. And Brer Fox ain't never cotch him yit. And what's mo', honey, he ain't gwineter.
End of chapter 1.